Morning Watch, Knowing the Truth, Being Absolute for the Truth, Week 1. Being constituted with the truth and being absolute for the way of the truth and the propagation of the truth for the consummation of the divine economy. Wednesday Related Verses. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 21. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ. Verse 21. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him as the reality is in Jesus. Acts chapter 5, verse 42. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and announcing the gospel of Jesus as the Christ. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 and 14. For our wrestling is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. Verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, an unashamed workman, cutting straight the word of the truth. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23, buy truth and do not sell it. Buy wisdom and instruction and understanding. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love. Related reading. Concerning the truth, we need to understand and explain it. Concerning Christ, we need to experience him and minister to others what we have experienced. The Christ we are referring to here is not the objective Christ, who is sitting in the heavens, but the subjective Christ, who is our life. Hence, to experience Christ is to experience life, and to minister Christ is to minister life. Merely having the truth without experience is vanity. Hence, we all need to have experience. The truth is God, and God is Christ. Hence, concerning the truth, we cannot have just the doctrinal knowledge. We must also have the experience. In other words, we must experience Christ. After we have learned the truth, we still have to experience Christ so that he may become our reality. In this way, when we speak to people, we will not give them knowledge or doctrines, but we will minister Christ to them. The proper practice is that we would all learn to speak Christ and minister Christ to others. Acts chapter 5, verse 42 tells us that the early disciples announced the gospel of Jesus as the Christ. This means that they announced Jesus Christ as the gospel. What they announced was not an empty doctrine or an elusive gospel, but a living Jesus Christ, who is the reality and content of the gospel. After their preaching, once men received the gospel, they spontaneously received Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul says that he announced to people the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. For example, Paul tells us that Christ has both divinity and humanity. This means that he was God and man, possessing all the divine attributes and human virtues. This is an item of the riches of Christ. Moreover, he also passed through human living, experienced all the trials and ordeals of human life, and endured all the pains of humanity. Then he went to the cross and died, and in his death he terminated all things and accomplished redemption for us. After his death, he resurrected and became the life-giving spirit. This life-giving spirit is the triune God, comprising the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. All the attributes of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, including love, light, holiness, righteousness, life, power, authority, peace, and joy, are items of the unsearchable riches. However, how can all these riches become our practical experience? How do we minister such a Christ to others in our speaking? We must tell people that this Christ, who possesses all these unsearchable riches, is now the life-giving Spirit. This Spirit, being omnipresent, is in our heart and in our mouth. As long as we confess, repent, and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, opening our mouth and believing in our heart, the Spirit will enter into us. When the Spirit comes into us, he comes with all his riches. From then on, as long as we call on him, breathe him, and enjoy him day by day, all his riches will become our experience, and his attributes such as love, light, holiness, and righteousness will become our virtues. Then we will realize that our love is boundless, our patience is enduring and transcendent, and our power is strong. After speaking to people, we should also pray with them. This is the way to minister Christ to people. First, we should speak the truth and present Christ clearly to them. Then we should pray with them to supply them practically in spirit with what we spoke to them so that they can receive the Christ whom we have announced.